Tēnā koutou. Hello everyone. I'm going to invite each person up to share their story, and that will hopefully be an encouragement to you, and also inform your prayers as you cover them in prayer and think of them in the days and weeks to come. So we're going to share up here, and then towards the end of the service we'll all head down there and baptize them. First up we have Hazel. Come on up. Hello, I will say a quick short prayer for you and then give you the microphone. Cool. Lord, we thank you for Hazel, and we just ask that your spirit would be poured out upon her, that she would know your comfort and your strength at this time. Amen.
Thank you. Hello. I've known God for as long as I can remember, and my mum grew up knowing God, and that she passed that down to me when I was younger. Both of my parents were really supportive of my faith growing up, and I'm really thankful for that. I was lucky also to know God through my education, being homeschooled. I learnt through a curriculum called ACE. I started coming along to the Anchor Church around the age of 7, and I still remember my first day walking up the stairs to that little room we used to go in. And when the time came, I also joined Generation and Youth Group. But around the age of 14, I started to become really self-conscious and nervous to come to church. But I was usually, because I was usually going by myself, and I didn't really have many friends at church growing up. And anxiety got the better of me, and I didn't come along on Sundays anymore. But I still came along to youth group once in a while when I sort of felt brave enough to go. I started to stray away from God, and I didn't pray as much, or didn't talk to him, or depend on him that much. And around 16, I started to come back to the Lord. I started regularly going back to youth group, but was still nervous to go back on Sundays. I started to grow my faith after youth camp again in 2017, where I gave my heart to the Lord. Last year was a big one for me. I changed from being homeschooled ACE to NCEA, and that was a hard and long transition for me. But I learned to lean on God and trust in him, and he stayed with me through the struggles and trials of that. My confidence in my faith has grown a lot over the past year, plus God has blessed me with such amazing friends and Christian family. Some verses that kept me going through these hard times were 1 Peter 5:7. Cast all your anxieties on him, for he cares for you. And Hebrews 13:8. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God has been so good to me, loved me, and has been by my side even when I was strayed. The least I could do is love and live for him back. Yeah.
Amen. Well done. Peter. Same deal. Lord, we just thank you for Peter. Again at this time, Lord, for this young man, we pray that your spirit would be upon him, that it would be his comfort and his strength. Amen.
Born into a Christian family, and it definitely made things easier growing up. So going to church, I went to Anchor Kids, and I had lots of Christian friends growing up. But I actually do need this. But I hadn't really discovered who God was for me. At a young age, I gave my heart to God at a camp. I can't really remember, though, because I kind of gave my heart to God quite a few times, just because I wasn't sure if it had worked. But when I started going to Generation, I started to strengthen my friendships with Tom and Asher. And then I started coming more regularly to church and enjoying it more. And at in year 9, I started going to youth group, and I started kind of walking with God more, because I'd usually been hanging out with my school friends who were influencing me in bad ways, and I just didn't really feel God was with me. But in about year 10, my school friends started to go down a different path, and I realized that I couldn't keep going with my school friends and my church friends and leading two different lives. So I just decided to stop hanging out with them, and as a result, I started hanging out with my friends at youth group and church more. This resulted in me stepping into Anchor Kids and more leadership stuff, and I really felt to feel like I had a family in that Anchor. So I wanted to get baptized to show everyone that I love Jesus, and now I want to walk with him and follow him.
Well, and then hand over the mic. Lord, we thank you for John. We just pray that your spirit would be upon him now, that your strength and your comfort would be known to him, and that he would just sense your presence now as he stands before us. Amen.
Hello, church. I'm a wee bit older than the last two that went up. You know, I've been around a wee bit longer. But back in Glasgow, I was baptized with a sprinkling of water, you know, and a wee bit of absolution with oils and the forehead. And I came from a very staunch Catholic family. And my brother's a priest, two uncles are priests, two aunts, nuns. I went for the priesthood. It seemed to be that's what you did. But I came out. It was very hard to, that's all I knew. It was very, very difficult. And you didn't read the Bible because it just didn't seem to be the right thing. But I was always told I was a black sheep. But when I came to New Zealand, I joined a cult. And it was a healing cult where we used to lay hands on and heal people. And there was quite a crowd of us. And it used to work. People would come in. And they'd have, really bad limbs and things. And we'd pray over them and we would heal them. And but I didn't realize then it wasn't the Holy Spirit that was working. It was the other guy, the other side. It was his spirits that were working on it. And I went back to the Catholic Church, went to the Charismatic Renewal Group, met a lassie, and we... went into the New Age thing very, very strongly, and went back to the Catholic Church. And I was just passing one time here, and I was doing a lot of stuff on the net, you know, looking at Christian channels and loads of stuff like that. And I was getting screwed up, really screwed up. I was I'm not knocking my own faith, the faith I was born in, or the Seventh Day Adventist faith. But that's all I seemed to be getting with it. And I was really screwed up. So one morning I got up in the apartment and I had this Bible that my brother gave me a number of years ago. And I put it on the chair there and I thought, look, God, look, you got all my good times, you got my bad times and that. You know, now you've really got my bad time. I don't know what's going on. I'm getting, I'm going from pillar to post here. And I don't know, Satan's coming in all the time. I just can't find a proper way, what way to go. What do you want? And I get a kick in the pants and I get a voice to say, this is the way with the Bible. And going back to passing by the Anchor, I had a couple of chats with Daryl here. And I decided that I'll get baptized by the Holy Spirit, which was wonderful. That was about 2 months ago, something like that, 2 or 3 months ago. And I just knew I had to complete it. I had to do the obedience thing, even though I'd been, sprinkled with water and what have you. It's scary start. I'm dead scared right now. I don't mind talking in front of people. That's no problem. But I just feel scared about the whole thing, doing it in front of everybody and that, But there we are, I've come to know Jesus, and I've been baptized in the Holy Spirit, and now today I'll get baptized by full immersion, and that'll be the start of my the continuation of my journey. Thank you very much.
Is it you?
Those in case I decide to walk and fall over. This is a real special day in the life of any church, and I think particularly ours when you have a baptismal service. And we're not just baptizing one person, but three. And that's really fantastic when a church can come together and witness this. Now, there's nothing kind of boring or ritualistic about what we're going to see later on, but something really personal, between the person and God, and we get to witness it. So it's a fantastic thing. You know, we're told in the Bible that there are celebrations in heaven when somebody becomes part of God's family, when somebody accepts the Lord Jesus Christ as their Saviour. And we're not told, but I kind of think maybe there are gatherings in heaven this morning and celebrations as heaven witnesses what's going on today as well. So it is an incredible time and a real wonderful time for Hazel, John and Peter, who are three very special people to God. Now, I'm aware too that maybe for some of you, it's not your usual practice to be at church on a Sunday morning, let alone coming to a baptismal service, and it might seem a bit unusual or a bit strange, or you might have some questions. So I'd just like to take just a few minutes to explain a little bit more about baptism. What we'll witness this morning is something that the Lord Jesus Christ commanded all those who believe in him to do. After he rose from the dead and before he went into heaven, this was one of the last things he said. And it's Matthew 28 and verse 19. And he says, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations." In other words, he said to his followers, go and tell others about me. Go and tell them who I am, what I've done, and help them to understand and believe and help them to become my followers. And once they've become my followers, then baptize them. And if you look through the New Testament, that is the pattern you'll discover. People were told the good news about the Lord Jesus Christ, who he was. They believed and became followers, and then they were baptized. Others told others about who Jesus was. They believed, they became followers, and then they were baptized. So that's kind of the pattern of the New Testament that followed on and has carried on till today. And the practice of baptism was nothing new at the time of Jesus. It had been around for quite a while, and it showed publicly that there'd been a change in... I can just move that on for us, Lorna. It showed that there'd been a change in a person's life, publicly showed that. And in the case of a Christian, it was, I'm now a follower of Jesus. You know, there was a time in my life where I wasn't a follower of Jesus. I am now, and I'm not ashamed, and I want to show you that. So that's kind of what baptism is. So what you will witness this morning, we'll all go down the stairs, and there's a ramp down there. Once we're all down there, we'll lift the cover off part of the ramp, and there's a pool there, a little pool there of water. And the person who is doing the baptizing will get into the water, then the baptizee, if that's the right way, I've got it right the right way round, will then get in the water. And the baptizer will ask a question. And it'll be words something like, not these exact words, but something like that. Have you trusted Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins? that's kind of establishing whether they are, in fact, a follower of Jesus. And no doubt, well, there will be a resounding yes. And then the baptizer will say words to the effect, then on your confession, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Now, that phrase would have been particularly important for the early church, who seemed to mainly get baptized outside, or we've done some baptizing in the river by the before it was re-channeled. Get my bearings right. Lighthouse Cinema down near that river, and we've done some at the beach. And so this would be particularly important for people who are passing by, and they'd hear that phrase, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and they'd think, aha, this person's now a follower of Jesus. So that's why that phrase is really, really important. Then they'll be lowered down into the water. And that's identifying with Jesus' death and burial. And it's like the person is saying, hey, my old ways that didn't include God, didn't include Jesus, are now behind me. They're being put to death to the kind of the best of my abilities. Won't always be the case, but I'm trying. And then they'll come out of the water. We trust they'll come out of the water. And that's identifying with Jesus' resurrection. And it's kind of letting us know, letting the world know that, hey, now I am a follower of Jesus with sins forgiven. I'm part of his family and I want you all to know. So that's kind of baptism in a nutshell. Nothing magical will happen, no halos, no thunderbolts. Well, unless, of course, God decides that he would like to emphasize the fact, who am I to say that won't happen? It doesn't get you a ticket into heaven. They've already got a ticket into heaven. They've already got a room booked. They won't receive the Holy Spirit. They've already got the Holy Spirit. That happened when they became part of God's family. But they will have that satisfaction and joy and blessing that come from knowing that they're doing and have done something that the Lord Jesus Christ commanded them to get baptized. And so that's what baptism is, and it's a fantastic day for Hazel, Peter and John, that they're being obedient to God in this process and wanting just to show us all, hey, there was one time in my life when I wasn't a follower of Jesus, but now I am. So that's what baptism is about. And so just encourage anybody again. You know, we have baptismal services regularly. If you're being challenged by what you've heard and what you're seeing, just go and have a natter with somebody and say, hey, well, I think I'd like to get baptized, and we'll certainly fit that into the schedule of the church. So thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Andrew. We're going to come to a time of communion now, and it's about this time that those getting baptized can start to think about heading downstairs, so that can be just after communion or when you're ready. Before the throne of God above, I have a strong and perfect plea, a great high priest whose name is Love, who ever lives and pleads for me. My name is graven on his hands. My name is written on his heart. I know that while in heaven he stands, no tongue can bid me thence depart. When Satan tempts me to despair and tells me of the guilt within, upward I look and see him there who made an end of all my sin. Because the sinless Saviour died, my sinful soul is counted free. For God the just is satisfied to look on him and pardon me.